Welcome to Commissioner's Corner. I'm Xochitl Mora with the City of McAllen, and here with us today is your District 2 Commissioner, Joaquin J.J. Zamora. Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you again for the invitation, Xochitl, and good morning to you.
Good morning. So thank you for all your hard work for the City of McAllen. You are one of our City Commissioners, and we here in McAllen feel we're very lucky. Our Commission works together for the betterment of the City of McAllen, but of course you do have specific issues specific to your constituents, to District 2, and so that's what we want to talk about today. One of the issues that affects all of our districts, and especially District 2, is flooding. And for the past couple years, the City of McAllen has been on an ongoing initiative to address this issue with drainage improvement projects. But what's going on specifically in District 2 that your residents, your constituents, should know about to know how we're addressing this?
Yes, so, you know, in 2018, the City of McAllen proposed several bond projects, and one of them was for stormwater drainage. In doing so, the good people, citizens of our city, saw the foresight to approve that bond in the sum of about $22 million. The entire project is of over $50 million. I'm very proud to report that about half the projects have already been completed, and we're steadfastly, continuously trying to have a completion date within the next year and a half. Specifically in District 2, we've had some flooding issues, and unfortunately, the good side is that the City of McAllen continues to grow. So with growth comes more asphalt, comes more concrete, comes more rooftops. But in doing so, we're also losing ground cover, right? So now we have impervious ground cover. The water has to go somewhere, and of course at times when you have asphalt and concrete, the water's going to find the lowest point. And sometimes when it finds the lowest point, it's going to flood. And so as part of that bond project, there's several bond specific projects that are going on. One specifically is the Northwest Blue Line, which starts off just a little bit north of the four mile line area and continues north to Oxford. What's going to happen in that particular project is to widen and also deepen the drainage ditch in that part. In addition, Triangle Park, Madison Park subdivision has been one subdivision that's been hard with flooding, and Triangle Park is being looked at also for other remedial measures to reduce the amount of flooding in that area. Also part of the Northwest Blue Line project is the extension and expansion of the stormwater drainage along Auburn and heading north on the new, yet to be built, North 33rd Street as new subdivisions are coming along. There's approximately three or four subdivisions with about 99 lots each that are coming on board, which is precipitating the need to expand 33rd Street as well as the stormwater drainage that it accompanies it. Also off 3 Mile Line heading towards Taylor Road, there is the Torres Lot property, which is being looked at and considered for a regional detention facility. And regional detention facility, which is an RDF, is basically a pond that is dry most of the year, but holds water during flood events like we've experienced in the last summer or last several summers.
And this is important that we have these projects that are somewhat, in the foresight of thinking of how they will affect us in the future and in the long term, and building them oversized so that it can accommodate flood water, the stormwater drainage that comes from various subdivisions, and we can collect it somewhere else, because we do live in a very flat area here, right, in the valley, and so that is important to recognize as well. But what's also important is that we know that flooding doesn't stay just in District 2 or just in the City of McAllen, and so working with our fellow municipalities, the cities that border us, as well as Hidalgo County, is important so that our efforts can continue, because we're all flowing to the east. We're all flowing eventually to the Gulf, and so that is what we're working towards. And so how are those projects going with our partner agencies out there?
So when we talk about partner agencies, we're looking at not just other municipalities like Edinburgh, Far and Mission. We're also looking at the county level, specifically with Precinct 4 and Precinct 2. And you well stated it. Flooding knows no city boundary or county line, right? So we have to look at flooding as a regional approach. And certainly as most, I hope most would know, that the Rio Grande Valley really is one large floodplain. The elevation in western Hidalgo County is almost 300 feet in elevation, but by the time you leave Mercedes and go into Cameron County, believe it or not, you're already down to 60 feet. But from that point towards La Laguna Madre, you still have another 40 miles to go. So if you're a little bit math inclined, you can see that the slope is pretty steep in the western part, But as you approach the Mid Valley, west of Mercedes, it starts to flatten out. And that's where you start having a lot of the flooding issues. So earlier this week, I recently met with Commissioner David Fuentes, our County Commissioner of Precinct 1, as well as with Commissioner Ellie Torres. She is our County Commissioner of Precinct 4. They have a proposal in which they're going to go out for federal grant funding to expand and widen some of the lateral drainage canals in our city, but also located in the cities of Mission, Edinburgh, and North Far and North San Juan. This will help provide us more capacity. And so when we do have flood events, it's important that we have capacity to hold water. And one of the things that it's important to know is that we have to also retain our water. Because if we allow the water to go to the outfalls, which for the most part is the floodway that curves and cuts through most of Willacy County, well, Willacy County would be about under 18 inches to 2 feet of water. Of course, there are neighbors to the east, and that's not a neighborly thing to do. So we have a responsibility to hold our water so that way the water can slowly flow out and eventually land in the Laguna Madre. So by increasing the capacity, we're essentially buying time. We're buying time for the water to collect, hold, and then over time, or the next day, or 3 days, recede and flow out to the Laguna Madre. So we can't be very myopic and very confined to just the boundaries of our city. We have to think regionally, because what affects Mission, what affects Edinburgh, also affects McAllen, which affects Wessico and La Villa and Willacy County and downstream.
Right, and so we just thank you for your leadership on these drainage improvement projects. Aside from the bonds from the 2018 election, we also have the drainage improvement fee, and then of course with the city itself also goes out for FEMA hazardous funding, flooding mitigation grants, and other efforts so that we can address all of these, and that's so important. But also part of that 2018 bond election was traffic improvements, and so yes, that's something that's also really important no matter where you live. Again, we've been talking about the growth of McAllen and the development, which is always great, but of course it comes with other problems, including traffic congestion. And so District 2 is somewhat of a landlocked or inner city type of district. So how are we going to be addressing these issues for District 2 for traffic improvement?
So growth is good, right? But the downside is we get more traffic, you know, and I grew up in a time, because I was born and raised in McAllen, that, you know, I lived off 4 Mile Line and on 23rd Street, that you can get to Love Plaza Mall in 10 minutes. Well, many of us still have that mentality, even though our city has grown from 70,000 people to almost 155,000 people, it's really hard to keep that 10-minute thing. So what the city has done recently has been the expansion of Bicentennial, which falls on the boundary between District 1 and District 2. So that means more mobility. You know, and to me, mobility equals prosperity. And so one of the other projects that are coming down the pike is the expansion and widening of Dove Avenue, specifically the area between 23rd Street and Bicentennial. As it is now, a good part of it is just 4 lanes, no continuous center lane. So one of the projects is to expand it and widen to allow for center lane to run continuously from 23rd to Bicentennial. Aside from mobility, it's a traffic safety issue. I've received many multiple reports about trying to, you know, persons heading eastbound trying to make a left turn into the neighborhood Walmart, and they're causing a backlog. The other area too, as our city continues to move west and northwest, in growth, we've seen at least 3 or 4 recorded subdivisions in the last 2 years along North Benson Road, north of 3 Mile Line. So we see that also as more housing, more roofs. So again, we have to address the mobility issue. So what the city is doing is expanding Dove Avenue, to cross the irrigation canal. So there'll be now a connection from 41st Street all the way to Benson to allow traffic around the Wernicke Elementary School, which is in the Sherland School District, for those that didn't know, to more conveniently access, you know, North 23rd and North 10th Street along Dove, rather than going all the way south to the 3 Mile Line. So those are the things that are coming down really soon.
Well, traffic improvement is certainly important, because that is key. Aside from just the efficiency of moving traffic, we want everyone to move safely as they go to work, to play, to home, to school, shopping, etc. All of the things that they can enjoy here in McAllen, whether they are residents or just people visiting in our Absolutely. Community. And so that is something that's really important. So we're looking forward to those projects and how that will help expand and develop District 2. So one of the things that many people comment about McAllen is just how beautiful and clean our community is. It's a very forward-thinking city, and it's always been very well maintained. However, we've been seeing in the past few years recent outcroppings of illegal dumping in different areas, sort of somewhat abandoned areas or just unattended. Maybe there's no residents. And so I know that that's been plaguing District 2. So what are you doing to help us address this issue here?
And unfortunately, for our city and for the district, district, and I think for all the districts, that is an issue that is becoming more common. As we have more people who move into our city, that means more rooftops. However, for over time, either because of elderly parents that pass on, or mortgage foreclosures or whatnot, or simply just neglect, homes are being left unkept, and certainly the front yards are allowed to grow grass. Especially more recent rain events, the problem becomes more problematic. Because with the grass, you have more insects, you have more rodents, certainly you have mosquitoes, which then calls for more vector spraying. And so we all have a duty and responsibility to maintain that. Of course, aesthetically, we want to keep our homes nice looking, making sure that our property values are up. So one of the ways when I became commissioner is to get really involved to keep McAllen beautiful. Through Chris Lash, the director, and the rest of our board and the project, they came up with a project that's called Project Clean Neighborhoods. So over the term of my first term, and I will continue to my second term, is passing out flyers, notifying people about a surface that is free to the citizens and residents, where they can throw out tires, they can throw out refrigerators, anything that's broken, no longer used. They don't want to take it to the dump on Benson Road. We go to you. And that's one of the ways we try to keep our areas clean. And certainly with regards to Witte Lots, we can use McAllen 311. Or call, if you live in the city of McAllen, dial 311 to report instances of Witte Lots. So the ordinances, in briefly stated, is where the weeds are over 14 inches, there's a notice requirement, and if after 7 days they don't cut it, there's another 10 days, and then there's an abatement. So there's a process to where eventually the city does get mows it, or they send out a contractor. And lastly is if the weeds are over 48 inches or 4 feet high, it's a mandatory, the city will cut it for you. But the most important thing about all this, Ochi, is reporting. It's not snitching. These are health safety issues with our community, but we all have to individually take responsibility that when we see it, we need to call it out and report it, so that way the proper authorities, whether it be through code compliance or health or public works, can take the appropriate action to making sure that the health and safety of our neighborhoods are kept and maintained, and certainly keep our residents aesthetically pleasing.
Well, I think that's what's really important to note is that the city of McAllen does have departments that address these issues. So certainly Keep McAllen Beautiful does host various cleanup events throughout the year that are citywide, but specifically Project Clean Neighborhood, I really like, because it is for a very, your close neighborhood there, and you contact them, and like you said, we come to you, we bring the dumpsters, and it's for all the bulky trash, and sometimes people just may not have either the time or even the ability to get to the dump to take the big trash, right? You need trucks and trailers, etc. And so this makes it that much easier. And so that's easy and free to coordinate for their communities. And that's what's really important, because we don't want the illegal dumping. And our code enforcement department has done a great effort with posting signs and cameras throughout neighborhoods so that we can catch these illegal dumpers. And that's what's key, is we need to be responsible for our neighborhood. And that's also what is so great about 311. It's an information resource, but it's also a resource to place concerns on various issues. And of course, right now, Witte Lots are a big deal, just because, as you mentioned, recent rains. But there are a lot of absentee property owners that may not realize how much the grass has grown. And so we do want our residents to take responsibility for that and help us, because we have these services and departments available to them, to utilize 311 to contact Keep McAllen Beautiful. And of course, you as their representative on the city commission, as their commissioner for District 2, to contact you and let you know, hey, this is happening in our neighborhood, in our district, Absolutely. In our alley. And then, of course, the city of McAllen with all of its departments, we make every effort to address these issues with the resources we
Absolutely.
Have.
And one thing to keep a reminder is that they may be services are free. Ladies and gentlemen of District 2 and the city of McAllen, you paid for this. These are coming from your city taxes. Now, we work for you. So there is still some responsibility. We're available to do that, but we need to be told of, hey, this is an issue here in my neighborhood. There's a Witte Lot over there. They're illegal dumping. To add to that, to legal dumping, it's just not a matter of just reporting. There actually is an investigation that is conducted by code compliance. And at times they will actually literally go through the trash, go through the dump or whatever was thrown, and they'll find scraps of paper or with a name on it. I mean, it's almost like a criminal investigation. I'm a prosecutor by trade, so I see what they do. And it's very interesting to see that they actually go through a criminal, an investigation, like almost like a criminal case. Of course, it's not a criminal case. But nevertheless, one of the tools that they use also are cameras, which they put on the location. They monitor the cameras. So folks who are illegal dumping, be put on notice. The city of McAllen is putting out those cameras at those locations where illegal dumping is transpiring. and you will be investigated. And I like to say, or would like to say, that the investigators on the code compliance department do an excellent job. They've done pretty well in identifying the violators.
Well, Commissioner, we want to thank you for stopping by. We certainly want to congratulate the residents of District 2 for having such a passionate and knowledgeable commissioner fighting for them and representing their issues and their needs here to the City of McAllen with your fellow commissioners. If constituents wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way to be able to reach you?
Multiple ways. Thank you again for asking, Soltry, and thank you again for the invitation and the opportunity to speak to our citizens here at the Commissioner's Corner. Ladies and gentlemen of our District 2, and of course, any citizen in McAllen in general, I can be reached at my phone number, 956-655-2357, or at my email address at City Hall, which is jjsamora@mcallen.net. Also with the same phone number, you can text me. I generally try to respond within 24 hours, but I have other responsibilities as well, but I will return that text or phone call or voicemail within a reasonable amount of time to making sure that your issues and your concerns or your comments for that matter are being addressed in a most expeditious manner.
And you also, like many of us, are on social media as well, so your constituents
oh, yes,
are others.
I'm also on Twitter, I'm also on Facebook, it's just Joaquin JJ Samora.
Yeah, so that's really important. So, and of course, another resource, as we were talking about 311, that's something that, of course, you know, we encourage all of our citizens and residents to take advantage of. And of course, the City of McAllen has our own social media, and of course, this channel, excuse me, and all of our streaming platforms where they can get information about the City of McAllen or how to reach their commissioners or any of our departments and how to address these issues. So, Commissioner, again, thank you so much for stopping by. So, we're really excited. Thanks for all these updates and what's going on here with District 2. We want to thank all of you for watching Commissioner's Corner. Thanks, Commissioner Samora from District 2 for stopping by. For the City of McAllen, I'm Xochitl Mora.